Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, we are back in the limelight. Yet another extraordinary show today. If you like music and you like food, and I know you do, you are going to want to hang around for this. Before we go any further, I do want to remind you the podcast can be seen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and we thank our friends over at Inspired News Radio always. The videos can be seen on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and of course on YouTube. Do not forget to get over to clarissaburttv.com where you can also see the digital magazine. I get ahead of myself. The digital magazine, everybody, that is Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur. And by the time you see this, we'll already have another drop with Pagani on the cover. He's another supercar maker out of Italy. So you are going to love that issue, I can promise you. But as I said before, if you love great music, and wait till you hear the music we're talking about, and good food, you're going to want to know my next two guests. So let me bring them on. There's Zach Blair. Here's Jack Weaver. Guys, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I am doing too well. I'm a little hot here in Phoenix, Arizona, I have to tell you. It is a gajillion degrees, and we're just, you probably hear the fan in the background. But, you know, you being, Zach, you being a tech guy and a music guy, you can probably hear the ambiance is not as good as it could be. Also, because right before this interview, I lost my microphone. So that's why I've got earbuds in.
You sound great.
I'm glad to hear that. Thanks so much. Well, let's get started. We've got Jack on today, who is the former president and the visionary force of the international phenomenon that we all know and love, which is the Hard Rock Cafe. And he is now partnering with Zach, who has been just an icon in the music industry for a long time. And if you remember the name Slash, I'm sure you do, Peter Frampton, I grew up with, Devo and Blondie. He's worked with them all, and not only, but he is an extraordinary musician himself. They have partnered, guys. You're going to want to know this. They have partnered on something called, and I'm going to put the ticker on as it goes so you can see what we're talking about, Rock House Live. Yes, Rock House Live. I'm telling you, you two, I want to hear all about it. So this is how I kind of envision it. You're sitting at a Starbucks coffee house one morning and you pull out the napkin and a pen and you go, what should be our next venture? Did it go something like that?
John, why don't you take that one?
That's really for you to answer because Zach did develop the concept, but I fell in love with it instantly. You know, theme restaurants abound, and Hard Rock does a great job. I mean, I enjoyed being involved in it. I think I contributed significantly to its development. But today it's a large, big casino hotel company. And the roots that company was, you know, grew out of and was built upon really goes back to the music. And through music, it wove itself into the very fabric of pop culture. And that's the way the brand was built. Well, you take Zach's background, he is a musician, he is a writer, he's a performer, he's an entertainer, he's been a restaurateur for decades. And as he began to talk to me about bringing the music back to the enterprise, I instantly was attracted to it because these themed restaurants, they have to try to figure out how to reinvent themselves every few years. In this business and the direction Zach's taken this, the music keeps you contemporary and relevant. You don't have to try to reinvent it. I mean, it keeps you relevant. And so it's that true nod to the music industry and the roots of the industry that I think build a similarly empire for that.
So have you two been friends for 1,000 years or you just met recently?
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, a couple of years, maybe a little over a couple of years. We've known each other, and Jock and I actually, he works with me and our other venue, VNUE, and we've gotten to know each other pretty good and go to horse shows together and stuff like that. You know, it's
you're both out in Tennessee, right?
We are, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So I guess what I wanted to know is the music, the actual music. Let's get into the music first, Zach. What kind of music can we expect? Are we going to be going with names? Are we going to be bringing in some unknowns? How's that going to play out?
Yeah, so really any and all of the above. You know, the concept calls for, you know, not just local talent and regional talent, but national talent as well. So we anticipate getting, you know, everybody in there from, you know, small, unheard local bands that we want to give a chance to have an opportunity to play on a stage.
Right.
So maybe some better known bands. And occasionally we might even bring a really big band in with a brand, you know, behind that so that people can have an intimate experience and see their favorite band up close and personal.
Right. And,
yeah, I think that's one of the key things that we're pushing towards is the music, as Jock said, will keep the concept reinventing itself. And even in the age of the pandemic, we'll be able to, use proprietary technology and stream this to our other locations as well as the World Wide Web. So just like you're doing with your podcast and telecast and all the other media that you do, we're kind of going to do the same thing with the restaurants.
So here's what I didn't understand. So there's a virtual concept here, but is virtual and in person? Is it all virtual? How does explain that to me?
Yeah, so virtual basically means that, let's say that, you know, we're 6 months into this pandemic and all of a sudden, you know, we're told that we have to shut down because of, you know, things getting bad again.
Right.
We still have the opportunity to take artists into the venue and stream them live and let people enjoy the music virtually, you know, rather than, you know, completely shutting the doors entirely and not doing anything at all. And I think that's one of the big differentiating factors is that we want to be a contributor to each local music scene that we're actually involved in, to be part of that community. And by having a virtual stage and a virtual platform that we'll be, you know, broadcasting out to our various platforms, we think that we can really provide an integral service as well as something fun for fans to check out while, you know, the places are closed.
Jock, a lot of people would say you two are kind of crazy to be starting up a business like this in these times. Other people would say it's the perfect moment to be starting up a business like this. What say you?
It's the true contrarian play. You know, you can follow the crowd or you look for inefficiencies in the marketplace. And this is the classic opportunity where restaurateurs across, well, not only the nation, but around the world, they've got leases that never contemplated pandemics.
Yeah.
And tragically, many, many, many of them have not been able to economically survive this condition. But that presents the opportunity for the robust of heart
right.
to be able to move into this vacuum. And we're looking at leasehold estates for pennies on the dollar and the renegotiation of new leases that will have forbearance agreements and rent abatements in the event of pandemics and shutdowns and that sort of thing. And so you get an incredibly low cost of entry, plus you get market risk protection through new pandemic forbearance clauses, which equate to, we think making these experiential restaurant opportunity investments, probably they'll generate the highest returns in history because you just have such an unprecedented low cost.
Yeah. So the concept then, Zach, is really kind of go where no man has gone before, if you will. What I would also know, apart from the music, would be what we've already talked about. Tell us about the food. What can we expect?
Well, the food is, you know, we're not going to claim to be a 5-star restaurant, but the food is going to be upscale, basically upscale pub fare. Some of the recipes are, we have a legendary Rock House burger, which is absolutely one of the best burgers you'll ever have. And, you know, chicken and other, you know, basic foods, but served in a really cool fashion. And, kind of like I was saying, more upscale pub fare, but not quite, what you go to your local bar and get, but certainly good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So where are we going to be seeing the first one and when?
First one is going to be in Tampa, St. Pete area.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We hope that we should be open fourth quarter of this year.
Really? Okay. So that's kind of another couple of months, I would say. Sounds like a great place to be having New Year's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hopefully we won't have social distance issues by then, but you never know. If not, we'll simulcast it.
Right. So are you also looking for, and is this going down the entrepreneurial path, obviously, are you looking also for, is this a licensing opportunity?
I think there'll be licensing opportunities. We're focused on, focused on fundraising, and we're focused on opportunities that present themselves. We've had some inquiries from overseas about potential license deals. So that's definitely in the cards. We want to grow the brand to a truly global presence and give artists the opportunity to tour throughout any of these locations. And I think that's absolutely something we're considering.
So is this something we expect to see in every city in the United States, major city in the United States? How many are you expecting to roll out, guys? Anybody can take that.
Yeah, the original expansion plan of Hard Rock back in the day was go to cities where you would line up. So sort of staying true to that, I mean, there are negotiations underway on the Gold Coast down in Australia.
Oh, wow.
Looking at properties in Covent Garden in London. We're in discussions on some properties in New York. It'll find its direction.
Yeah, I remember, I lived in Italy for 30 years, and there was a Hard Rock in Rome. I turned around one day, and I went, there's a Hard Rock in Rome. I wasn't expecting that at all. Tell me a little bit more, Zach, about music, and how much are you going to be involved? Are we going to see you on stage, or are you kind of going to take the back seat and set it up for everybody else?
90% of the time you're going to see, probably 99% of the time you're going to see somebody else. I mean, I still enjoy playing. Obviously, I've got a new single out, and I anticipate continuing to play music. But, the real push here is I want to get this opportunity up and running and be able to have other artists come in and play. And, between Jock and I, we both know quite a few artists we think will partake in the opportunity. And I'm small fry compared to most of those.
Right, exactly. I imagine what you're saying. If you're saying it, you must believe it. Nah, I don't know. I did listen to your music this morning when I was doing my research, and I think you're phenomenal. So there you go. I said that. I get a lot of interviews too with musicians because we talk to entrepreneurs, and musicians certainly are in that category. So I might be sending a couple of suggestions your way, just suggestions, and then you could decide yourself. I don't know if you could see, I don't know where it is now. I think it's behind me somewhere. And I'm just, that black and white picture right there is my album from many years ago.
Very cool.
Yeah, I used to sing when I was on Italian television many, many years ago. And certainly I was never trained, but I had a good time when I was doing it. And, I really love, like you said, you said in your interview, I really just love music and I just love the life, It's just, it's a fun place to be. So what else can you guys tell us now about the Rock House Live? And everybody, again, rockhouselive.com. You see it on the ticker. What else should we know that I haven't asked you?
Jock, you go first.
I think you've covered the waterfront. I mean, I think you have. I think this really is going to be.
Sounds like a blast.
Just, the new generation of an experiential dining situation.
Yeah.
It's a place to eat, drink, and rock.
And be merry. Yeah. And it sounds like the demographic is pretty much straight across the board. I mean, it just sounds like it's going to be a blast and a half. Zach? Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to roll this out as fast and furious as we can possibly do it. And, the unique part about these venues is they're in restaurant venues is that there's embedded technology, you know, so we're going to have embedded technology for streaming. We're going to have embedded technology from the other company that we work together in, Venue. We have a technology called Set.fm that allows fans to actually download a concert that they just heard onto their phone when they're viewing the concert. And that's an important part of, you know, being able to, you know, to offer that to fans for a really interactive experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just hope to build a defining experiential brand that will have its own personality and that people not only that will come into a town and say, hey, I got to go to Rock House because it's a, you know, it's a tourist place, but also that, you know, locals in the area can come in and enjoy on their night off after after a hard day at work.
It's amazing to me that that name was still available.
Well, yeah, I scanned it back in 2006.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. Yeah. So you had it for a while. It's
been festering for a long time and then jogging.
I read that. Yeah, that's right.
So, Clarissa, we may have to bring you out of retirement as well. You may have to perform.
You never know. You never know. I haven't sung for a very long time. You'll have to go on YouTube to take a look at a couple of those.
Zach will be your backup guy.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Okay, let's talk about social. The only social I got was on you, Zach. So on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram, Facebook as well, you just go to Zach Bear Official. Yeah. And straight across the board, LinkedIn is Zach Bear, B-A-I-R.
Right.
And everything else is Zach Bear Official. Pretty simple to find you. I'm assuming that there's a contact also on rockhouselive.com that people can find you. Okay. And then of course we've got Jock over there at heritagetrust.net. I'm assuming that all the artists need to be going to Zach and not over to Jock. Jock, is that name come because from old football days, by the way?
No, it was an old family.
Old family. Okay. I just thought maybe you were running up and down with the pigskin sometime in your high school or football year somewhere. That's where you got the. Okay. All right. I think we've said it all, guys. I'm really excited for you. I think that this is an awesome, awesome idea. I would love to be invited to the, you know, to the first one out. I'm just putting myself out there. You know, I love Florida. I'd be on a plane tomorrow, especially if it wasn't as hot as it is here. I'll tell you that. Okay, guys, thanks so much for being on the show today. I'm going to close it up right now by telling everybody to make sure that they get back to us next week and find us here in the limelight. And if I can, there we go. I just want to say goodbye to you guys and thanks for your time so much. We're going to give an outro and I'll be right back with you. Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube. And you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go head over to InTheLimelightMedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.